This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. Before we get underway with our next interview, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. They are close, convenient, and known for their guaranteed everyday low price. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today. O'Reilly's, better parts, better prices every day. Well, the NFL conversation continues, hard to believe, already week 11. And we certainly pride ourselves on always delivering the biggest and the best in sports. We are so honored to have with us for the very first time on our program, that is Pro Football Hall of Famer, the great Anthony Munoz. Anthony is currently a contributing analyst for ESPN's NFL coverage. He, as I mentioned, is a Pro Football Hall of Famer, but always takes time to give back. He has a heart for kids. He's a big participant in the Heart of Hall of Famer program with the NFL Outreach within the community. Of course, is in Mexico City right now, helping host four-character youth camp clinics in Mexico City. Anthony, it's such an honor to have you with us tonight. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure, and I look forward to talking a little football and maybe a few other things.
Okay, well, let's kick off our conversation and talk a little football, because it's the matchup everybody's talking about on Monday night with the Chiefs and the Rams. And perhaps, you know, Anthony, this is a preview of the Super Bowl. You've got two dynamic teams, but it's been a hot topic all week in regards to the relocation of the game from Mexico City, a marquee matchup, but it had to be moved because it's all about player safety, right? Safety first.
It really is, and it's a shame because, you know, I've been down to the last couple of games that they've had in Mexico, and, you know, Mexico loves the NFL. Mexico has some well-educated fans, and the atmosphere down there is just amazing when the NFL is playing a game. So it's a shame that they have to move the game, but you're right. It's all about the safety of the players, and when a field is in that bad a condition, you don't want to jeopardize, you know, getting anybody hurt because of the surface. So, hopefully, you know, they'll learn from this. They'll get things straightened out, and next year they'll return. But it's going to be an unbelievable matchup Monday night between the Rams and the Chiefs.
Absolutely. We'll break down all the keys and the key matchups. And I agree with you, Anthony. I think that it was handled correctly. But, you know, with the NFL, it's all about, you know, expanding the game. And how important is it to bring football to an international stage? I mean, the NBA has obviously had a lot of success with that.
Well, I think if you look at a sport that's really done it the right way, it's the NBA. I mean, they're global, you know, big fans all around the world. And I think the NFL is moving in that direction. Of course, you know, they've had the last couple of years. It had been a few years before they went back to Mexico City, but, you know, they've been back the last couple of years. So they're, you know, they're back and running there. And it's a shame that we just talked about having to move the game. But, you know, now, you know, they're in London, three games a year. So, you know, I think they're really making a pretty good attempt and doing a good job of taking the game of football globally. So it's exciting to see that, you know, more and more people are getting a chance to see what this great game of American football is all about. You know, for someone that played it for so many years and still watches it and still enjoys watching it, I'm glad that, you know, there's fans around the world that are getting a chance to experience the atmosphere.
You know, Anthony, it's interesting. You bring up London, and as I understand, the NFL, talking about bringing it to an international stage, London will play host to four NFL regular season games in 2019. And I got to ask you, where would you like to see the next big game played so that the NFL can continue to influence youth and build off this tremendous success of the international stage?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I had a chance to go last year. I took my son with me to watch the Bengals, our Bengals and the Redskins play over in London, and I mean, the fans are amazing. It was really interesting because you have two teams playing, but I think you had just about every NFL football team represented by the jerseys that were worn by the fans. So, you know, there's fans for just about every football team in the NFL. You know, I'm thrilled with that. I'm also really excited about, you know, Mexico continuing there. I haven't really thought about, you know, where else they might, you know, I know China is a location that's been mentioned. You know, I know a lot of times it's tough, especially during the regular season. When you travel so far, I know London, you know, you play in London, you come back right after the game, and that takes a toll on you as a player because you are traveling right after a game. So I think that has to be taken into consideration as far as travel and the length of travel. And, of course, Mexico is not that bad because it's, you know, the trip is not, it's not a terrible plane ride. So I think China might be something else. It's another location that, you know, you might like to see that the NFL go to.
Pro Football Hall of Famer, the great Anthony Munoz, is with us tonight. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. One of the reasons we extended this invitation to Anthony, of course, he's in Mexico City for the Heart of the Hall of Famer program. And I would love for you to share a little bit about this as far as how important this is to the NFLs with their outreach of the community right there in Mexico City. What has that experience been like for you personally?
Well, it's been great. You know, of course, for someone that grew up in Southern California, as I did, I was actually born in the States. I'm an American, but of, you know, Mexican descent. My grandparents and great-grandparents, both sides of my mom and my dad's family, were born and raised in Mexico and then came to the States. So, you know, it's exciting for me to go down there and have an opportunity to have an outreach with young people. And a lot of times we're down there really exposing the young people for the first time to American football, but more and more now, there's so many kids in Mexico playing flag football and love the game. So, you know, you're going down there and not really having to, you know, introduce the game because they've been introduced to it. But when you can take the game of football and really teach the other things that are going to take you a lot further in life, like teamwork and character traits, and that's the thing that I love doing now is I've been retired from the NFL for a long time, and I do across the country and in Cincinnati where I live with my foundation. But it gives us a great opportunity. It gives us a great platform. You know, as not only as a present day player, but as a retired player, someone that's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, to use that platform in a positive way and take the great game of football and be able to not only teach the fundamentals of football, but teach life skills. And that's what I love to do. And that's what I appreciate most about what this platform has given me for now 26 years that I've been retired is to continue to use the platform to teach young men and women. You know, of course, about the game, but more about life.
You know, that's very important. But also, we were talking about this in hour number one, the importance of, you know, young men and women to understand the history of the game and guys like yourself, Anthony, that have, you know, contributed so much to the game and mean so much.
You're right. And I think a lot of times, you know, especially now that I've been retired so long, you know, I get asked questions, you know, do you know A.J. Green? Did you play with A.J. Green? Do you know Andy Dalton?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm just a little bit older. But, you know, I think that's a great point that you bring up is really giving these young people the sense of history, allowing them to not only introduce ourselves to them, but, you know, introduce the men that, you know, the shoulders that I stand on when I played the game, you know, the Deacon Jones and the Bart Starrs, you know, those Gale Sayers. And I think that's, you know, we have to keep that alive. We have to keep the history of the game going, you know, generation to generation, and not allowing young men and women to learn about just the fundamentals of the game, but to learn who are the individuals that made the game what it is today. And that's what I love about it, that I get a chance to, you know, personally, on a selfish note, to be around guys like that, guys that I can stand on their shoulders and made the game. You know, being around guys like Gale Sayers and Bart Starr and, you know, Merlin Olsen before he passed, getting to know him extremely well. And, you know, guys are even older than that. Guys like, you know, Dante Bluefingers Lavelli, who played with the Cleveland Browns, and we just lost him. And you're getting to meet guys before they pass. Otto Graham, you know, guys that, you know, when I was a kid, they were playing. So, you know, that's an important point. I'm glad you bring that up, that we do have a chance to continue the history of this game and allow young men and women to be aware of that history.
NFL Hall of Famer Anthony Munoz with us tonight. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. If you've missed any of our interview, you can go to podcastarena.com. Of course, Anthony, just an incredible career, 11-time consecutive Pro Bowl player and an NFL analyst now with ESPN. So let's break it down. We want to get your assessment of how this game is going to play out between the Chiefs and the Rams on Monday night. Of course, both have 9-1 records. What makes this game so intriguing to you, Anthony?
I think that the strength on both sides of the football. I mean, first of all, you look at the Rams that have come a long way in the last couple of years under Sean McVay, not only offensively with their, you know, Gurley and, you know, pretty good offensive line and Woods and really young, excellent quarterback, but their defense. I mean, you know, not that they weren't strong enough, but let's add Sue and let's add some other players on that along with Aaron Donald. And so, you know, they have both sides of the football. And the Chiefs the same way. I mean, you got another young, very talented quarterback in Mahomes and, you know, some great running backs and wide receivers, a pretty good offensive line. But then their defense is playing well. So, you know, here's a game where you can't say, okay, well, the offense has an advantage because the defense of the opposing team isn't that strong. Well, that's what makes this game so great. And that's, you know, for players like myself to play the game, that's where you measure yourself. If you want to be one of the best in the league, you're going to have to do well against some of the best. And that's what these teams have an opportunity come Monday night is they're both 9-1. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they both have a chance to kind of prove who is better, and what better way to do it than playing a team that is doing just as well as you are. So, this is going to be a tough game to pick. And at my age, I pick individuals because I like following individuals. Of course, there's a left tackle with the Rams who's already 35, 36 years old, and he's still playing at an all-pro level. Andrew Whitworth, who spent 10 years here in Cincinnati. So, he's got a big fan here in Anthony Munoz. So, I guess I have to pull with my heart and pull for the Rams with Andrew Whitworth. So, it should be a great game. It's going to be a fun game to watch.
It's going to be fascinating to watch how it all plays out. Now, ultimately, perhaps it'll come down to who executes the best offense. You got to give me a quick hit before we wrap up our interview tonight, Anthony. Talk to me about your former team in the Cincinnati Bengals. They are second in the AFC North. They are going to face the Ravens at noon on Sunday. What say you? What's going to happen here, Anthony?
Well, if you go by history, the Bengals have not had any problems with the Ravens. I think we can beat the Ravens. We've been struggling a little bit. An area, we just talked about two pretty good teams in the Chiefs and the Rams, both sides of the football.
Yeah.
And the side of the football that I've been very, very surprised has been our defense. We have the last defense number, we have the last defense in the NFL, and I really didn't think that we would be where we are now, with the defensive front and who we have on defense. That's been very disappointing, but I still think they're in it. They're 5-4. They still have a shot, and they just got to bounce back from that bad day at the office against the Saints. So, again, I think the AFC North is an excellent division. I think it's going to be an excellent game. Even though it's on the road, I think the Bengals can pull this one out.
True honor to have with us right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show, Anthony Munoz, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Cincinnati Bengals offensive lineman, 11-time consecutive Pro Bowl player. Anthony, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Safe travels home back to the States, and we hopefully will talk to you again real soon in 2019. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and you also have a great Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Much more coming your way right here in hour number two at SB Nation Radio and the Big East Sports Show. Come on back.